best of times, through the worst of times, through Nixon and through Bush. Do you remember 36? We went our separate ways. You fought for Stalin, I fought for freedom. You believe in authority, I believe in myself. I'm a Molotov cocktail, you're done pairing your baby. What's that confused look in your eyes? What I'm trying to say is that I burn down buildings while you sit on a shelf inside of them. You call the cops on the looters.
You are listening to Resonance on a 4.4 FM. This is the Circle Day Show. Our guest this week is French street artist Black Le Rat, known as the father of stencil graffiti, a name he has earned through years of spray painting and unforgettable figures on walls across the globe. In the early 80s, he became one of the first street artists in Paris, known for his iconic rat stencil. His stencil technique has been adopted by some of the biggest names in graffiti and street art today. He joins us on the line from France. Hello.
Hello.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
I don't speak French, but I know little bits here and there. Thank you so much for coming on the show. It's a real honour to have you
here. Thank you to you, and thank you to the people too.
Right, let's get going. I would like to know if you've had art in your childhood. Did you have creative people around you when you were growing up?
Not really, no. What do you mean by people?
Okay, like family, friends. As you were growing up, did they take you to galleries? Did they kind of?
No, not really. You know, I live alone in a village, in a small village in France, and I don't have really the opportunity to meet a lot of people. You know, I'm a lot in solitude.
Okay, that's a stereotypical artist, I think, actually.
Yeah.
And you've said that your first job was an architect, and that studying architecture led you to do graffiti because you learned to look at the city for what it really is, as opposed to what you imagined it to be. Can you tell us more about the start of when your passion for street art and graffiti first began, and also the origins of the stencil technique?
Yes, I studied etchings and lithography at the Beaux-Arts School in Paris in 1971. And after that, I studied architecture. And architecture, the courses of architecture opened my eyes on how the city is moving and how the cities are living. How to live in the city, and how to see a different way the city. And in 1971, I made a trip in New York City, and I first saw the graffiti, the beginning of the graffitis in New York, and it blew my mind. You know, really, I didn't know what happened exactly there. You know, I remember to ask my friend Larry, what happened here? What people are making this? And even Larry, who was living in New York, he couldn't give me an answer to that, you know. And he told me, oh, there are crazy people who are making this. I don't know exactly why people are making signature in the subway or in the streets on the wall of the building. So I kept this in my mind for about 10 years, studying, you know, etchings, lithography, paintings, and after architecture. And after 10 years, in 1981, I started to try to make a same kind of graffiti as I saw in New York in 10 years before. But I couldn't have the good skill to do it. So it was really difficult, you know, to make a piece when you don't know how to use a spray can. It's very difficult to do. So I didn't have the technique. And I remember to have seen some stencil in Italy during a trip I made with my parents in the early 60s. And those graffiti was made with stencil in the city of Padua, in Italy. And I remember that. And so I combined the things I saw in New York and the stencil I saw in Padova, and I started to make some stencil in Paris. It started like that, you know, in the early 1981.
Okay. And you have said about rats. Rats are the only animals that are truly free in the city, and rats form a society that is well organized. They help one another. There is mutual aid between rats. When a rat sees another rat get sick, he tries to help it. So you find that rat society is more humane than ours. That's very profound. When did you decide to use the image of rats in this way, and what was the inspiration for your name?
The thing is that Paris is a beautiful city. It's one of the most beautiful cities in the world. But there are more rats in the underground of Paris than people living in Paris.
That's the same in London.
There is more than 5 million rats. I read that in the newspaper. That there are more than 5 million rats. In the underground, you know, inside of the city. And so I wanted to say to the French people that, oh, you live in a beautiful city, but you have to know that in your basement, it's full of rats living there, you know. It's a different society of animals. And it's true that... there is more humanity in the rat society than in our society.
Yes.
I want to mean that it's true that they help each other. When they see one rat sick, they help the rat, the other rat. So it's a very well organized society. So I decided to put a million of rats in Paris in 1981. So it was very funny because people was a little. Many people are afraid of rats, you
yes.
know, and so people were, the reaction of people was very strange sometimes. Yeah. I remember that. And
your name?
The inspiration
yes.
from my name.
Yes.
It comes from a comics book called Black Le Roc. It's an Italian comics book that we had at school. You know, when in the early 50s, end of the 50s and the beginning of the 60s, it was a very known comic books, and so I decided to take this name in name artist name, and I changed Le Roc in Le Rat because I was making rats, and also in rats you have the anagram of R. It's the same. They are the same.
Like letters used.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
And yes. So, what is your next question?
Oh yes, my next question is: where do you draw your ideas from, and how do you creatively
yeah.
come up with your visual imagery?
But you know, okay. To get an idea is very easy. Internet is full of ideas. Books are full of ideas. If you go to a police station, you can keep a lot of ideas. You can catch a lot of ideas. And to get an idea is very easy. The most difficult thing for an artist is to have an expression and a style. To find a style is very, very difficult. And I would say that in one century, you have you can find between five to ten different styles of artists who make artists. It's the same thing in music or in literature, to find a style is very difficult. And when you find one style, the other people they copy you because it's the most difficult thing, find a style.
Yes.
So to get ideas, it's easy, but find a style is very difficult.
Yes.
I take my ideas from internet, from what I'm living, from my life, from different things. It's like every artist.
Yeah, yes.
It's not a complicated to find ideas and
Yes, the more complicated thing is, like you said, to try and come up with something original, an original style of way of
Yes,
doing something.
absolutely.
Yeah, it takes a lot of imagination and courage, I think, as well.
It's not imagination, but a lot of work.
Yes.
I'm like a worker, I feel like a worker.
Yes.
On my every day, I go to work at the in my studio at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I finish at 5 o'clock, like a worker. And it's a lot of work, People think that it's easy to be an artist, and
Yes.
you paint, and you live of water and love and water, and but it's not like that. It's just a lot of work.
Yeah.
When I start to when I start to work on a new stencil, it takes me a long time to prepare it, and also when I'm painting on a canvas, I work a lot on the canvas. It takes a long time, more than 2 or 3 weeks, and sometimes 1 year. I'm working on a painting for 1 year, on the same painting for 1 year, and so it's a lot of work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Like work ethic is still there,
Yeah.
Yeah, for artists, definitely. And commonly, there is a divide between graffiti and street art. Street art is seen as acceptable in mainstream culture, whereas graffiti has a stigma of being antisocial and low class. Do you think there are differences? Can you talk about this?
In my opinion, in my humble opinion, we come from the same family, writers and street artists. We belong to the same family. I used to say that we belong to the same family, but we don't go to the same we go to the same restaurant. But we don't eat the same menu. So it's a different. I really love writers and tags and a wall full of tags. I love it. It's beautiful. It's a piece of art, and it's absolutely gorgeous. I don't want to make a difference between them. Maybe the writers, they make pieces, and it's more dangerous because they have to stay for a long time as same place painting, so it's more dangerous with the people and with the police or things like that. And on contrary, when you make a stencil, you stay only for 2 minutes. So that's the difference between us, that they take more risk. People who make pieces take more risk than a street artist
Yes.
who glue a poster in the street, or a street artist who paints a stencil.
Yes. What do you think of the explosion of success street art has had in recent years? And what are the positive and negative aspects?
But I'm very surprised. Really, really surprised of this explosion, because for so long nothing happened. I mean, when I say nothing happened, it means that I worked a lot in the cities and different cities and in the streets, but I didn't have any something back coming from other people. And I'm very surprised by the explosion of street art and graffiti art and, all over the world. I have to say that it's true that when I started, I knew at that time in 1981 that it was something, it is something important in art that I started, because the graffiti in New York, you know, it was so strong that I knew that something happened, but I never imagined that an explosion like that in the 2000s, especially now in 2015, it's absolutely incredible.
It's like
all
art,
over the world.
It's like an art movement, really, isn't it?
Yes, I think so. It's maybe I'm wrong, but I say that it's the most important art movement all the time, which means that pop art movement was very important too. I mean, it was global because at that time people could communicate by telephone and by media. But now with internet, it's absolutely incredible. Yeah, absolutely. I'm very surprised. I'm living something absolutely strange. I would never imagine when I started that it will take so it would be so important. It took a long time, actually. It took 30 years.
Oh, that's it.
Of waiting, but but you know, I'm very happy now. Yeah, I'm very happy of what happened because I gave my life, all my life, you know, to this movement, and it's very important for me. You can understand that because when you give your entire life to something, I'm 64 years old now. And I gave not my entire life, but the half of my life. You know, I started when I was 30 years old. So I gave 30 years of my life in this movement. And I'm very happy at what happened.
And you have exhibited your work all over the world. How has it felt when you are someone who's come from working on the streets to then being exhibited in gallery spaces? Has there been any conflict within you about this?
Yes, many people. It's not the first time that I have this question. Yes, the thing I can say that how an artist can live. You know, when you do something in the street, it's for free. It's for the people. It's a present that we make to the people, and I hope the people they like it. But also, on the other hand, it's important to live from what we do. So the only way to make some money, I don't make a lot of money like Banksy, but I make a small money. And but it's enough for me. I'm happy with that, and no
it's
problem.
It's a job, yeah.
But it's normal, you know, to be in a gallery. To try to show in galleries our work and to try to sell this. It's normal for me now at 64 years old. I had a different speaking when I was 30 years old, but I changed my mind a little bit now, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Yes. And what's it been like working outside the law and under the threat of being arrested? What challenges has working in this way presented?
Actually, I'm very paranoid in the street, so I don't take any
risks,
any pleasure.
Oh, pleasure, okay.
To work in the streets, it's you know, it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous. I don't know in England what is the risk to paint in the streets, but in France, you can go in jail for 2 years, and you can have a fine to pay to until 200,000 euros, you know, for graffiti. So it's very dangerous. It's very risky. So I'm very paranoid. I don't take any pleasure actually in that. But I have to do it. So I do. I make it. And but each time it's very stressing, you know.
Yes.
So I don't see any challenge for the young people. For the young people who make street art, it's different. But I think they take a pleasure. I've met some people who take pleasure, but most of the artists of the street artists I've met in my life, usually they are paranoid and they don't take a lot of pleasure, and there is no challenge exactly in graffiti art, you know.
Yes, you definitely leave yourself exposed when you do things like this, you know. Yeah, and again, the law does not appreciate it. The act of subverting public streets, I think, is very important. Nevertheless, that act has always been seen as a rebellious act, a freedom of expression. And you've linked the use of public space and freedom of speech. Can you say more?
Yes, absolutely. It's a rebellion. It's a rebellion act because when you are an artist, it's impossible to show your work to the people. You know, you can't spend. I have some friends who spent 20 years in their studio, and they don't show their work, and they show their work to their friends and to the neighborhood, but they don't have the opportunity to show their work to many, many people. So it's an act of rebellion in the terms of it's against it's against the fact that when you are an artist, you know, to how can I say that, you know, that for example, Van Gogh, he didn't sell any painting in his life, and he spent all his life working and with no pleasure, you know, at the end, you know. So it's an act of rebellion against that, you know, against that fact that for many people, an artist must be alone and suffer and thing like that, you know. And when you go in the street and you show your work in the street, you know, after that thousands and thousands of people will see your work in the streets. So it's so strong, you know, that it's a part of the rebellion, you know. I mean, and also, of course, it's against the law, but it's a pity that it's against the law, you know. But yes, it's a rebellion in the sense also in the term that it's against the law.
Okay. And in terms of
about it's the public space is a free speaking when in the terms in the sense that you can say what you want to say and you say also bad things, you know. I remember that I've read that during the war in Germany, people was making graffiti against the Jew, you know. So it's very dangerous, you know. The streets, the free speaking in the streets can be also very, very dangerous. So I'm not very I be careful in the street, you know, of what people say in the street. In my opinion, I don't want to hurt people, you know. I don't want to make people angry I don't want to make, for example, image of sex, you know, something like that. I don't want to make things like that, you know, aggressive images, because it's a public space, and so you have to be careful of what we say when you do something in the streets. Yeah.
Thank you. And in terms of politics, what do you believe in and what do you think of capitalism?
Excuse me, again?
That's okay. In terms of politics, what do you believe in and what do you think of capitalism?
Oh, capitalism is long. It's a
very, like a 1-2 minute
the system
answer.
It was never broken. It was built this way, you know. I mean, yeah, we live in capitalism is absolutely horrible. But I feel so alone. You know, when I was young, I wanted to fight against the capitalism. But the capitalism is so strong. So strong that alone it's impossible to fight the capitalists. Impossible. Even you know, when I was young, I belonged to some left group. You know, of I have some sympathy for the anarchist people. You know,
thank you.
The Fédération Anarchiste in France is very Anarchist Federation. I don't know.
Yes, we have it here too.
It was very strong in the 70s, you know. So I have many sympathies for the Anarchist Federation, and I remember during the riots, they
the
were
London
the first.
One.
The anarchists were the first to fight with the cops, and they were very very strong, you know. And I have many sympathy for them, but. I belonged more than on the left. I was more Maoist at that time, you know, from for the Chinese government and Maoist when I was young. And so, yes, I love capitalism. It's terrible.
Yes,
absolutely terrible. But we fight for so long against capitalism that I don't know.
And we have.
I don't know if it's a lost cause.
And I had
to
more.
Fight.
Yeah, I think we should still keep going and definitely use art, you know, and like you're doing.
Yeah.
We actually have run out of time, but I have more questions. But I'm gonna have to let you go. Maybe you can come back another time
okay.
on the show. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. And you've been listening to the Circle Day Show on Resonance 104.4 FM. Thank you very much to our special guest, Black Lerat. For previous shows, go to www.thecircleday.com. Until next week, turn on, tune in and kick off. Thank you, Black. Can you hear
okay,
me?
Okay, thank you very much.
Take care. I'll be in touch with you.
Okay,
take care. Bye.
Through the best of times, through the worst of times, through Nixon and through Bush. Do you remember 36? We went our separate ways. You fought for Stalin, I fought for freedom. You believe in authority, I believe in myself. I'm a Molotov cocktail, you're down pairing your baby. What's that confused look in your eyes? What I'm trying to say is that I burn down buildings while you sit on a shelf inside of them. You call the cops on the looters and pie throwers. They call it class war.